first.
Yeah, and you say, okay, I'll be with you in a few minutes, or in just
a second or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Would you say just a
second?
Say
just a few minutes.
Okay. And if you know you're on the right road to somewhere, to Nashville maybe, but you're not sure of the distance, how many more miles you have to go, you might ask somebody how.
Well, we done that when we started before Camel, Kentucky. My grandson and his mother and me, we went up there to see that boy. And
yeah.
And we stopped several and asked him how much further.
Okay. And if you were pointing out something nearby, you might say,
there it is, or
yeah,
is that it, or something like that.
Okay. And if you wanted to know how many times I went to town, you might ask, how, what do you go to town?
Why you went to town?
Yeah, or how many times, you'd say, how?
How many? Well, I'd say, how many times you have to go to town, or how many times you have to go to Belmont.
Okay. What about often?
Often go to town.
Okay. And you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. And you agree with him. You say, well,
that's your privilege.
Yeah.
You know, vote for him or not to vote for him.
And you say, you're not going to vote for him either. You say,
well,
yeah, me.
You say, I ain't going to vote for him.
Okay. And, okay, if someone, maybe there was a bad car wreck, and you got up to where it was, and you said, well, there was no need to send for a doctor because the people were what?
Done dead.
Were what?
Done dead.
Okay. And talking about parts of the body, this part is my...
Well, I told it to fire. We told it to fire. I don't know what it's called.
Okay. And this is my...
Hair.
Okay, and on a man, hair here is...
The chin whiskers.
Or another word for that.
And his mustache is up there, you know.
Yeah.
He's a chin whiskers. There's gold teeth.
What about the beard?
Beard, well, I guess... Well, I thought this is beard to come around down this way.
Oh, just the...
You like these hairy boys?
I don't know.
God, I got a grandson that's hairy. Whee!
What, he got long
oh,
hair?
Oh, honey, long hair, and he come from down here. Then he got this, and then he got that. Oh,
yeah, some guys...
He's pretty when
yeah.
he ain't got all that.
Yeah, what do you think these guys now having hair as long as me?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I've studied about it a lot, you know. You take way back in the disciple time, you know, before
yeah.
this world was built, man. All them disciples had long hair, you know, and great mustache.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know whether they're trying to bring it back or what.
Yeah. It's kind of different, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, back when I was growing up, there wasn't nobody. All every boy had his hair cut short, didn't have no mustache. But my daddy, he had mustache.
Yeah.
He never did look right after my sister went to California and come back. She wanted Pa to cut him off, said it was nasty. And he never did look right no more.
Yeah.
He shaved him off, but never didn't look like daddy no more, because I was raised that way, you know,
yeah.
He had no mustache.
Yeah. Well, people around here, the boys have pretty short hair, it seems.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Like your grandson. He's got.
Yeah, he cut it. He said he wasn't no hippie.
Yeah.
And Lloyd, yeah, he never did have no. At one time he had a few mustaches on my teeth and told me I was going to hold him and I was going to let the cat lick them off, put some cream on them. And he went and shaved them off. He had kept his hair pretty long, you know, and it's
yeah.
flat and wavy.
Yeah.